ఆనందమయం దేవం
విమలస్ఫటికాకృతిం
ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం
ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం
హయగ్రీవముపాస్మహే
హయగ్రీవముపాస్మహే.
సో టుడే వి విల్ డు సమాస స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ టుడే. సమాస ఈజ్ లైక్ టేక్ టూ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ ఫ్యూజ్ దెమ్ టు మేక్ వన్ వర్డ్. సో ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యూజింగ్ బ్రింగింగ్ టుగెదర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సమాస. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాస. వ్యాస ఇస్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్. వి ఆస సమ్ ఆస బ్రింగింగ్ టుగెదర్ లైక్ అవర్ జిప్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ ఇస్ దేర్ సమ్ సంథింగ్ బ్రింగ్ టుగెదర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది సమాస. సో దట్ వెర్స్ వి షల్ సే షోఢా సమాసా సంక్షేపాత్
షోఢా సమాసా సంక్షేపాత్
అష్టావింశతిధా పునః
అష్టావింశతిధా పునః
నిత్యా నిత్యత్వ యోగేన
నిత్యా నిత్యత్వ యోగేన
లుగలుక్త్వేన చ ద్విధా
లుగలుక్త్వేన చ ద్విధా.
సీ సమాసాః షోఢా సంక్షేపాత్. సో ది సమాసాస్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ కైండ్స్ బ్రీఫ్లీ. హ్యావింగ్ సెడ్ సిక్స్ హీ విల్ ఎక్స్పాండ్ ఇట్ ఫర్దర్. నిత్య అనిత్య అష్టావింశతి ధా పునః. సో హీ విల్ కమ్ టు ఇట్. సో నిత్య సమాస అనిత్య సమాస లుక్ అలుక్ లుక్ సమాస అలుక్ సమాస that kind of differences are always there. And then having said they are six, again ashtavimshatidha, they are of 28 kinds. The six kinds gets expanded to 28. So he is giving the list below. And having expanded it to 28 types, and among those 28, again you will have nitya, anitya variety, two of them. Look, a look, they also will come. So many samasas varieties are there. Just a kind of a list it is. Next. Tatrashtadha tatpurushaha.
Tatrashtadha tatpurushaha.
Saptadha karmadharayaha.
Saptadha karmadharayaha.
Saptadha cha bahumvrihihi.
Saptadha cha bahumvrihihi.
విదురాభాషితో ద్విధా.
విదురాభాషితో ద్విధా.
ద్విధా ఇజ్ ఎ ప్రత్యయ. అండ్ నమస్ ధా కమ్స్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎన్ అవ్యయం. విభవ ఇట్ ఇస్. సో ధా ప్రకార వచన. ఇట్ మీన్స్ ప్రకార. సో అష్టధా మీన్స్ అష్ట ప్రకార ఇత్యర్థ. సో తత్పురుష తత్ర మీన్స్ అమాంగ్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. వీ సెడ్ సిక్స్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది అదర్ ద లిస్ట్ ఇస్ కమింగ్. ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఈస్ తత్పురుషః. దట్ ఈస్ ది నేమ్. ది నేమ్ ఈస్ గివెన్ బై పాణిని. పాణినిస్ నేమ్స్ దే ఆర్ సంజ్ఞాస్. సమ్ టైమ్స్ యూ మే బి ఏబుల్ టు గివ్ ఎ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ టు దట్ సంజ్ఞ. సమ్ టైమ్స్ యూ మే నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డూ దాట్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇత్ ఈజ్ ఎ సంజ్ఞ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇత్? సో ఏది ఇత్ ఇత్ లైక్ దట్ యూ కెన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. Whereas sometimes you will not be able to explain. For example, karma pravachaniyaha, like that adhikara sutram is there. All samadhyas come. Every one of them is called karma pravachaniya. What is this karma pravachaniya? Karma pravachaniye dvitiya, like that there is a sutra. Once a word gets the samadhyā karma pravachaniya, it attracts dvitiya vibhakti. That much we know. What could he mean by saying karma pravachaniya? Difficult to explain. So sometimes you have to figure out. You can figure out. Sometimes you may not be able to figure out completely. Sometimes you cannot figure out at all. For example, lopaha, we know, it disappears. But then there are other ways of lopaha. Look is there. It also means the same. What do you mean by look? Look. Is there another shlu? Another shlu is there. So this way, some of the saunjnyas are, they look arbitrary. Some of them look very significant. This tatpurusha, in which category it comes difficult to tell. It is his saunjnya, tatpurusha, karmadharaya. There was a discussion. What could be his meaning? So at the end of the discussion, I have seen the elders, Mahatmas doing the discussion, great scholars, they said it is difficult to come out with some specific meaning for these samjñas. So just we take the samjñas as they are in the Shabda Shastra. Svam rupam shabda syashabda samjñi, something like that. So ashabda samjñi, the Paryudasa. Except the samjñas that are there in the Shabda Shastra, for all other words, it stands for its own swarupa. That is the sutra, ashabda samjñi. Therefore, they are the Shabda Shastra samjñas. Ashabda samjñi, that is Shabda. So, being the samjñas of the Shabda Shastra, Shabda Shastra is Vyakarana. So, you may not look for any further meaning into it. So, Tat Purushaha is one. It is eight kinds. It is of eight kinds. Then Karmadharayaha is of seven kinds. Bahuvrihi is of seven kinds. Dviguhu Dvidha Abhashitaha. So, Panini Maharshi has categorized Dvigu also of two kinds. So, these are the... And if you add all of them, so some more is there. Dvandvo Vividho Jneyaha. Avyayi bhavo dvidhamataha
Desham
punas samasanam Radhanyam syat chaturvidham. So then there is the samasa called dvandva. It is of two kinds. And then finally avyayi bhava, which is again of two kinds. So there are six now, total six. And all these six, if you count how many kinds each one, and then add up, it comes to 28. That is the count he gave. And then in the samasas, we have two words. Two words. Purvapada, Uttarapada. First word is Purvapada. The last word, which is the second word, is Uttarapada. Even when you have three words, you have to first make a samasa with two, and then add one more. So when you do samasa for two, it becomes one. And then add one more, it becomes again one. Like that you have to add. So it is always between two words.
I didn't get
that one. Two words is a samasa.
Okay.
Suppose there are three words.
Yeah.
Then first two of them are made into one word. Mm-hmm. And again, now again two words.
Four.
Yeah, always two words. So suppose Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, four words are there. But while doing samasa, generally Ramascha, Lakshmanascha, Rama, Lakshmanau, Rama, Lakshmanauca, Bharatascha, Rama, Lakshmana, Bharataha, Rama, Lakshmana, Bharatascha, Shatrughnascha, Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna. Like that you have to build up. Always two words. First word, last word. No middle word. Like that. So that is the scheme. Because he has the nomenclature like that. That is clear. Then, so when you have two words, there are four possibilities with reference to pradhanyam, importance. So, purvapada pradhanyam, uttarapada pradhanyam, ubhayapada pradhanyam, anyapada pradhanyam. Both are not having importance. Something else will have importance. That is Anyapada Pradhanyam, which amounts to saying both do not have any importance. That is Ubhayapada Pradhanyam, Anubhayapada Pradhanyam, kind of. Anyapada means both these are not important. So this way you can have four kinds of Pradhanya, importance to the words in the context of a samasa. So that is the essence of it. Okay, you are following it. It is not much difficult to follow. So, then tatpurusha samasaha ashtavidhaha. So there are eight kinds of tatpurusha samasa, and now he is coming to it. How eight kinds? Vibhakti. Each vibhakti will have one tatpurusha. So prathama tatpurusha, dvitiya tatpurusha, like that, saptami tatpurusha, seven of them. And then nine is there. Nine. Nakara is pointed out as nine. Chachaja janya. That the nya is it saunya it is. That is it. So that nyatvam has a purpose. So it is called nai. that nai is used in the samasa, means na is used in yarthaha. So that is called nai tatpurusha. So total 8 kinds of tatpurushas are there. Tatpurushoshtavidho-bhūt.
Tatpurushoshtavidho-bhūt.
Prathamādi-vibhakti-nai-krutair-bhedaihi.
Prathamādi-vibhakti-nai-krutair-bhedaihi.
Uttarapada-janitārtho.
Uttarapada-janitārtho.
Mukhyastatreti.
Mukhyastatreti.
Panditaihi-khyātaha.
Panditaihi
khyataha. You can combine it also. Panditaihi khyataha. You can do jiffa muliya. You can do that. Okay. So, let us do padachyadam. Tat purushaha. Ashta vidhaha. Abhut. Prathamadi vibhakti nai krutaihi.
Prathamadi vibhakti nai krutaihi.
Vedaihi.
Vedaihi.
Uttarapada janitartha. So tatpurushaha ashtavidhaha abhut. Tatpurusha became 8 kinds, 8 prakara. 8 kinds of tatpurusha are there. Where from these 8 kinds came? Prathamadi vibhakti nai krutaihi bhedaihi. So the Vedas, the 8 varieties are made possible by the 7 vibhaktis beginning with Prathama Vibhakti and then Nai. Pramadi Nai Purtaihi Bhedaihi Ashtavithaha Abhut. Okay. Tatra means Tasmin Tatpurusha Samase, in that Tatpurusha Samasa, Uttarapada Janitarthaha Mukhyaha. The importance goes to the meaning of the second pada. Uttarapada is the second pada. Uttarapada janita. The moment you hear that word, whatever meaning comes to your mind, that meaning will have importance. The prathama purvapada meaning is not important. Uttarapada artha pradhanyam is very characteristic of tatpurusha samasa. I give you a simple example. Rama banaha ravanam avadhit. So Rama's bana killed Ravana. Here, Rama is not important. Bana is important. No, Rama is important. No, Bana is important. Because in the sentence, avadhit is the kriyapada. The karaka, kriyanvayi karakam. So karaka is that word which connects to the verb, which connects itself with the verb. So Rama doesn't connect with verb. Banaha connects with the verb as karta. Therefore, Bana becomes a karaka, not Rama. Ramasya Banaha, Shashti, that is different. Therefore, though you have two words there, Purvapada, Uttarapada, it is the Uttarapada that is important from the syntax point of view. And therefore, it comes under the category of Tatpurusha. Okay? That is the way Uttarapada Pradhanyam. Then, now we will see tatpurushas one after another. Prathama tatpurushaha.
Prathama tatpurushaha.
Amrutam yopi baddaityaha.
Amrutam yopi baddaityaha.
Tam vaikuntho dvidhachyanat.
Tam vaikuntho dvidhachyanat.
Rahuruttarakayosya.
Rahuruttarakayosya.
Urvakayo bhavadvajaha.
Urvakayo bhavadvajaha.
So prathama tatpurusha means prathama vibhakti. Prathama vibhakti for what? Prathama vibhakti for the purvapada. Purvapada gets the prathama vibhakti. The entire pada also is derived in prathama vibhakti only. After the end of the samasa, what you get is prathama vibhakti. But among the two padas, the first pada will have prathama vibhakti. That determines the nature of the tatpurusha. But the pradhanya, the importance is always for the uttarapada only. But the vibhakti of the first pada determines the type of the tatpurusha. In samasa, you have to divide vigraha vakyam. So there are two words. They are combined now. They get fused. But to get the meaning, you have to divide them. Vigraha means dividing. So, like Rama Banaha is one word. Now you have to break it to make its meaning clear. Ramasya Banaha. That is the Vakya, a sentence. Ramasya Banaha. Ramasya of Rama. Banaha, arrow. That is the sentence. It is called Vigraha Vakya. Then Vigraha Vakya is of two kinds. Sahitya Vigraha Vakya, Vyakarana Vigraha Vakya. Sahitya means the meaning part of it. Ramasya Banaha. It is from the Sahitya point of view. But if you come to Vyakarana, Rama Nas Bana S, that is the Vigraha Vakya. Then Supam Supi, all those things will come. Then it becomes Supi Dhatu Pratipadikaya. So then the Vivakti Pratyaya will disappear. And you get a Pratipadika, and then Sup comes again, Rama Banaha it becomes. That is for the Vyakarana purpose. But for the Sahitya purpose, only the Ramasya Banaha we say like that. And while studying Samasa Kusumavali, you will follow Sahitya only, not Vyakarana. Okay? So we will see Vyakarana when we come to the Samasa Prakarana. Again, we will say the verse one more time. Amrutam yopi baddhaityah
amrutam yopi baddhaityah
tam vaikuntho dvidhachinat
tam vaikuntho dvidhachinat
rahuruttarakayosya purvakayo bhavadvajah
purvakayo bhavadvajah.
You see, because there are seven vibhaktis, we are saying seven. But for prathama vibhakti, examples will be very rare. Therefore, just to go through the motions of reading every vibhakti. Dvitiya vibhakti examples will be very small number, very few. Tritiya vibhakti onwards, you will come across the Tatpurusha at every step of Sanskrit literature. So that will be the structure. Therefore, don't become uncomfortable with Prathama Tatpurusha. Just go through it. And the Dvitiya Tatpurusha will be much easier. And Tritiya onwards, it will pick up. Then you can find hundreds and hundreds of examples as you study the literature. So that is the total structure. Okay. Padachedam. Amrutam.
Yaha.
Apibat.
Daityaha.
Tam. Vaikunthaha.
Vidha.
Achinat.
Rahuhu.
Uttarakayaha.
Asya.
Purvakayaha.
Abhavat.
Vajaha. Very simple chair. So yaha daityaha amrutam apibat. So that rakshasa, who uchi rakshasa, amrutam apibat, he drank nectar. That is the story. So the amruta mathana etc. It is a symbolic story, a good story. But taken literally, you may have so many questions. So don't take literally. Just enjoy the story and be done with it. So the churning of the milky ocean was done. And then poison came. Shiva has consumed that poison. And then this came. Amrutam came. And so it is now contained in a golden pot. Amruta Kumbha it is. Now Vishnu has to be distributed among devatas and rakshasas. So then Vishnu holds this Amruta. And now he came in the form of Mohini. And then Amruta, she is holding. All these people, they handed over this Amruta Varna to her. So then she told, take bath and come. Because Amruta means very auspicious and all that. So anyway, they went for bath, they came back. But before the Rakshasas could finish the bath and all that, she started distributing to devatas. Some kind of partiality. So nepotism. Anyway, so as she is distributing, one Rakshasa noticed, my God, this something mischief is happening. But first things first, we will fight about the mischief later, but first grab some Amrutam. So he came and joined the line, of the queue of the devatas. And so Vishnu has given Amrutam to హిమ్ ఆల్సో. దెన్ చంద్ర అండ్ సూర్య ఆర్ ఆల్సో దేవతాస్. దేవర్ ఆల్సో దే ఆల్సో రిసీవ్డ్ దే ఆర్ టేకింగ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ అమృతం. దెన్ దే నోటీస్ ఏ విష్ణు ఏ మోహిని ఏ మోహిని హీఈస్ నాట్ దేవత హీఈస్ రాక్షస లైక్ దట్ దే టోల్డ్. దెన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ మోహిని బికేమ్ యాంగ్రీ అండ్ మోహిని ఈజ్ విష్ణు. సో ద డిస్కస్ కేమ్ అండ్ షీ రిలీజ్డ్ ది డిస్కస్. షీ మీన్స్ హీ రియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ విష్ణు ఓన్లీ. సో రిలీజ్డ్ ది డిస్కస్ అండ్ ఎట్ వన్స్ ద హెడ్ వాజ్ కట్ ఇన్ టు టూ. హియర్ నెక్ వాజ్ కట్ అక్రాస్. ఈ అమృతం పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ రిమైండ్ అబౌవ్ అండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ వెంట్ బిలో. హియర్ ఇట్ వాస్ దేర్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ పార్టేకింగ్ ఇట్. దేర్ ఫార్ దిస్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ ఆల్సో రిమైండ్ అలైవ్, దిస్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ ఆల్సో రిమైండ్ అలైవ్. Now you have two Rakshasas instead of one. So but both are alive and both are Amruta, kind of devatas. This above head is Rahu. Below head is Ketu. Ketu word has two meanings. Ketu is Ketu means flag and also meaning is there. Therefore to tell about Ketu, they use the word Dhoja. Very interesting. It is like saying, suppose somebody's name is Vasudeva, suppose. You, instead of calling him Vasudeva, you call him Ramapati. He may not know that that is something like that it is. So, Vajaha. Vajaha is a flag. But then that word is used to represent, he is a flag. Flag is coming. Flag is coming means the Ketu guy is coming. Not that he is the flag. That is how the word is used. So, very interesting. Anyway, so that is the story. Vaikunthaha, Vaikunthaha means Vishnuhu ityarthaha. Dvidha achyanati. That Rakshasa who partook of that nectar, Vaikuntha Vishnu cut him into two pieces. Rahu asya uttarakayaha, asya Rakshasasya, of this Rakshasa, uttarakayaha, the upper part of the body, ఉత్తర ఇస్ అబౌవ్ దక్షిణ ఇస్ బిలో. అప్పర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ రాహు అభవత్ బికేమ్ రాహు. పూర్వకాయ సో దిస్ ఈ ఉత్తర అండ్ పూర్వ. దిస్ ఇస్ ది పూర్వ, దిస్ ఇస్ ఉత్తర. సో పూర్వకాయ మీన్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్. ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఈస్ ది లోవర్ పార్ట్. యూ హెవ్ టు టేక్ లైక్ దాట్. యూ కెనాట్ స్టార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అదర్ ఎండ్ అండ్ సే దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్. ది లోవర్ పార్ట్ ఓన్లీ ఈస్ ది ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్. సో యూ హెవ్ టు గో బై ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ యూనో. So the lower portion became Ketu. Vaikuntha is Vishnu. It is like Mr. Washington. Washington. Something like that. Washington is the name of the city, as well as a great general whose name was put to that. Vaikuntha is like that. Anyway, so got the shloka. This shloka relevance is only for two words. That is all the relevance. Uttarakayaha, Porvakayaha. We want those two words. Just instead of telling two words, he puts those words in a context, in a verse, so that you can easily remember. Anything which is in the verse form, it remains in the mind. It won't go. Even if it goes, it comes back. So, that's why it is always put in the verse form. So, the students can by heart it. Happily by heart it. So, amrutam yopi baddaityaha tam vaikuntho dvidhachirat rahur uttarakayosya purvakayo bhavadvijadvajaha. This I by hearted a few years back. That's why I could say it. So, the ease of my heart thing will be there. Like that. You tell the verse. Amrutam yopi baddaityaha
Amrutam yopi baddaityaha
Tam vaikunthot vidhachinat
Tam vaikunthot vidhachinat
Rahuruttarakayosya
Rahuruttarakayosya
Purvakayo bhavadvajaha
Purvakayo bhavadvajaha.
Okay. Now we take out two words. Uttarakayaha. So that is the Prathamapad Purusha example. So he gives the example. Uttaraha kayasya.
Uttaraha kayasya.
Uttarakayaha.
Uttarakayaha.
Kayasya of the body.
Kayasya of kayasya of the body.
Uttaraha.
Uttaraha.
Upper portion.
Upper portion.
Is called.
Is called.
Uttarakayaha.
Uttarakayaha.
You can see prathamavibhakti. That is the prathamavibhakti. Uttarakayaha. Uttaraha is prathamavibhakti. Purvakayasya.
Purvakayaha.
You see, sometimes they put iti in between. Iti. They is equal to he put. But in Sanskrit, they put iti. So if you come across iti, don't get disturbed. That is how they say it. Purvakayasya iti purvakayaha. Sometimes they do sandhi also. Purvakayasya iti purvakayaha. Like that. Okay? So, purvakayasya.
Purvakayasya.
Iti purvakayaha.
Purvakayaha.
Kayasya of the body.
Kayasya of the body.
Purvaha iti.
Purvaha iti.
The lower portion, is called purvakayaha. Like that they study, like that they say. In Telugu we say kayasya deham yokka purvaha purvabhagamu iti kamuka. Purvakayaha navadunu. Like that, you have to bypass it. So it is the lower portion of the body, therefore it is called purvakayaha. Samasa is no complete. Okay? So examples are very few. Suppose you ask me, give us one more example of Prathamatatpurusha, I will not be able to give it right now, because the examples are very few. So, you can say purvagraham, Uttaragraham, you can say like that. Graha, purvaha grahasya. Purvagraha. Purvaha uttaraha grahasya. Purvaha is front portion. Uttaraha grahasya. Uttaragraha. You can say like that. You can say like that. But don't use purva and uttara. Give an example. If you ask like that, then I will have to search for it. I came across a few examples in Bhagavatam. Then when I saw the examples, I thought, oh my goodness, here are some examples like that, I thought. But I failed to note anything. So, you just note it. There is some such a samasa. And you know it now. That is it, okay? You may not come across much often.
Is this grihasya or shashti, is that fixed or can you have something like grihe also?
No, shashti, grihe, grihasya only. Because you have to make it two parts of the graha. Okay. Front part and the back part. Saptami won't work, shashti only. Saptami is a different situation. Something is inside the graha, etc. Yeah. So like that you have to see.
So for Prathamat Purusha, the second pada will always be in shashti.
It looks like that. I have not come across any other variety. It is always shashti.
This is the Uttar Pradesh.
No, this is Uttarapada Prathana, yeah.
Kaya.
You see, the Kaya is, body is important. It is the body which became Rahu. It is not the Purva, it is not the Uttara, it is the body. Body is Prathana. Like that. Dvitiya tat purushaha.
Dvitiya tat purushaha.
Dukkhatito bhavatyeva.
Dukkhatito bhavatyeva.
Yadi krishna shrito janaha.
Yadi krishna shrito janaha.
Athavanna bubhukshusam.
Athavanna bubhukshusam.
Muhurta sukhamashnute.
Muhurta sukhamashnute.
You see, don't look at the content of the verse. It is some verse. He wanted to introduce a few words to you. That is all the purpose. Padachyaram. Dukkhatitaha.
Dukkhatitaha.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Eva.
Eva.
Yadi.
Yadi.
Krishnashritaha.
Krishnashritaha.
Janaha.
Janaha.
Abhava.
Abhava.
Annabubhukshuhu.
Annabubhukshuhu.
San.
San.
Mottasukham.
Mottasukham.
Ashnute.
Ashnute.
Janaha means human being. Yadi Krishna Shritaha. Shrita means one who surrendered. And to whom? Surrendered. To whom? Krishna. Shri Krishna. So the one who surrendered to Shri Krishna, who depends, Shrita means depending, who depends upon Shri Krishna. Instead of depending upon things around, he depends upon Shri Krishna. Such a person, Dukkhatitaha Bhavati Eva. Indeed, he will be dukkha atita. He will be transcending suffering, dukkha, pain. Athava, suppose, athava means on the other hand means you don't surrender to Sri Krishna and all that. You are interested in enjoying things. Anna bubhukshuhu san, annam bubhukshuhu. He wants to eat anna. Bubhukshuhu means bhoktum ichchuhu. San, you know, bhoktum ichchuhu. That is bhuje dhatu. So, bhuje palana abhyavahara yoho. Like that, I remember like that. Abhyavahara is eating. So, bubhukshuhu, desirous of eating. Eating what? Annam. Anna bubhukshu san. Always looking forward to eating food. Eating food stands for enjoyments of pleasures. So always looking forward to that. Anna bubhukshu san. Then what happens? Muhurta sukham ashnute. He gains, ashnute means prapnoti. He gets some sukha. How much sukha? Muhurta. Muhurta means for a short time. Kshanika sukha itlattha. That is the overall verse. Okay? Now, dukkha atitaha is the word. Dukkham atitaha. Atitaha means the one who transcended. Transcended what? Dukkha. Dukkhamunu. That is the object of the verb. Object of the verb. Atitaha. Transcended. Transcended what? When you ask the question what? What comes is the object. Transcended what? Dukkha. Dukkha is the object, karma. So, therefore, dukkham atitaha. That is dvitiya. Okay? You may say, dukkham atitaha.
Dukkham atitaha.
Iti.
Iti.
Dukkha atitaha.
Dukkha atitaha.
So, the one who transcended dukkha. Dukkham transcended dukkha. Okay. In that, dukkha comes as a dvitiya vipatti. That's why the whole thing becomes dvitiya tatpurusha. But atitaha, the one who transcended, is the person. He is important. So, not dukkha in the sentence. Therefore, uttarapada pradhanya is mentioned. Okay. Krishnam shritaha, Krishna shritaha.
Krishnam shritaha, Krishna shritaha.
So shritaha means depending. Whom? Depending upon. That is the meaning of shritaha.
So are there any difference between shrita and ashrita?
One and the same. I is another extra upasarga. So you can say Krishna shritaha also you can say. Here he simply said Krishna shritaha. He has to go by chandas also, you know. Krishna-shritaha fixa, yadi Krishna-shrito janaha, yadi Krishna-shrito janaha also you can say. So, the one who depended upon Krishna, depended upon whom? Krishna. Therefore, Krishna-dvitiya-bhakti. Okay? So, but if you do samasa, it becomes a Krishna. You say, Krishnam shritaha iti.
Krishnam shritaha iti.
Krishna shritaha.
Krishna shritaha.
Anna bubhukshuhu.
Anna bubhukshuhu.
You see, bubhukshuhu is the one who is desirous of eating. Desirous of eating what? Anna. Annam. Vidya bhakti. Okay? Annam bubhukshuhu.
Annam bubhukshuhu.
Iti.
Iti.
Anna bubhukshuhu.
Anna bubhukshuhu.
The one who is desirous of.
The one who is desirous of
eating food.
Eating food.
Anna bubhukshuhu. Okay. Dvitiya vibhakti for muhurta, for time, muhurta sukham. For time, what dvitiya vibhakti? Eating what dvitiya vibhakti is meaningful. For time, dvitiya vibhakti, you see, there is a sutra in Karaka Prakarana. Kaladhvano ratyanta sanyoge. There is a sutra. Then there is a time period, you take it, and whatever you are saying about the time, all through the time it connected, it is connected. That is called Achyanta Sanyoga. So, Muhurta Sukham, Sukha for one Muhurta. Now, in that Muhurta, the Sukha is all through the Muhurta or again some small part of it, all through the Muhurta. That is called Achyanta Sanyoga. For the entire Muhurta, he has Sukham. Atyanta Sanyoga. When Atyanta Sanyoga is there, Dvitiya Vibhakti will come for Kala, time, and also Adva, for path. So like, 1 mile, he walked 1 mile. Suppose he walked 1 mile. So, Krosha, Krosha is a word, Krosham, 2 miles, it's called Krosham. So, Krosham Gataha. So, he walked the entire 1 mile. Then you have to use Dvitiya Vibhakti. Suppose he walked only some part of the 1 mile, you should not use Dvitiya Vibhakti. Dvitiya Vibhakti means all the path, all of it, time, all of it. In such cases, Dvitiya Vibhakti has to come. That is the sutra. Kaladvanoha Atyanta Sanyoge. This Dvitiya Vibhakti came like that. Muhurtam Sukham. That is the Dvitiya Vibhakti, Muhurtam. It came because of the Karaka. Okay? Muhurtam Sukham, Muhurta Sukham.
Muhurtam Sukham, Muhurta Sukham.
Muhurtam.
Muhurtam.
All through the period of Muhurta.
All through the period of Muhurta.
Sukham.
Sukha
is called
Muhurta Sukham.
They understood? Okay. That finishes Dvitiya Vibhakti. Now, I am giving you an exercise, homework. Each one of you may prepare at least 2 words of Dvitiya Tatpurusha. Prathama Tatpurusha, don't worry. Because there are not very words for Prathama. Dvitiya Tatpurusha, you can think of making 2 words. Either they can be your own words, or you can pick up from the literature, like Gita or Raghuvamsham, anywhere. So 1 week time to you. 2 words of Dvitiya Tatpurusha. You make your own, that's all right. Write the Vigraha Vakya, or you pick up from Gita and all that. Next. Tritiya Tatpurusha. From Navarna, you find many examples. Masa Varastvam.
Masa Varastvam.
Khalu Masa Purvaha.
Khalu Masa Purvaha.
Tvahantu Vidya Nipuno.
Tvahantu Vidya Nipuno.
Nitantam.
Nitantam.
Tiva Sansadhyapi.
Itiva Sansadhyapi.
Vadavanam.
Vadavanam.
Parasparam. Something he made a verse. So you say again, Masa Varastvam Khalumasa Purvaha.
Masa Varastvam Khalumasa Purvaha.
Ahantu Vidya Nipuno Nitantam.
Ahantu Vidya Nipuno Nitantam.
Iti-vap-samsadhyapivadavanam.
Iti-vap-samsadhyapivadavanam.
Parasparam vatkalaho babhuva.
Parasparam vatkalaho babhuva.
Parachara. Masavaraha.
Masavaraha.
Vam. Vam. Khalu.
Khalu.
Masapurvaha.
Masapurvaha.
Tu. Don't put marks. Don't put marks, whatever, because without marks you should be able to, because you are all senior students. Marks. Just look, just keep it like that. When you see, you know the Parachyada and all that. Tu, aham, tu, vidyani punaha,
vidyani
nitantam,
nitantam,
iti,
iva,
samsadi,
samsadi,
api,
api,
varavanam,
varavanam,
parasparam,
parasparam,
vakkalahaha,
vakkalaha,
babhuva,
babhuva.
You see, samsadyapi, varavanam, parasparam, vakkalahaha, babhuva. Samsadi means a meeting. All the scholars, they have conducted a meeting. All the scholars. Vadava is Brahmana, means Vaidika. All the Vaidikas have assembled in a meeting place. And they are all there. And they are fighting with each other. Vatkalaha. Fighting means not with hands and legs, just walk only. Vatkalaha. You see, when Brahmanas fight, it will be Vatkalaha. Whereas when Kshatriyas fight,
it will be asi, swords and all that. So, vakkalaha. they say a few things against each other. Only that kind of kalaha, fight bhabhuva happened. So, what kind of kalaha it is? Tvam masavaraha, aham masapurvaha. You are younger to me by 1 month. I am elder to you by 1 month. So that 1 month time gap, I was elder to you, I am elder to you, and you should learn to respect elders. How much elder is 1 month? So, masavarahatvam, you are younger to me. How much? 1 month. Masapurvaha aham, I am elder to you. How much? By 1 month. By 1 month. That is Trutiya Vibhakti. That is the Trutiya Vibhakti.
That's why it is a whole month, shouldn't it go in?
No, no, you are not going through that. That elderness doesn't apply to entire 1 month. It applies to one fraction of a second only. Is elder by 1 month means what? All the 1 month he will be rolling and then make himself elder or what? So, Trutiya Vibhakti only. Atyanta Sanyoga is not there. Atyanta Sanyoga means Masam Pathatisma. He was studying for 1 month, non-stop. Non-stop means he sleeps and all that. But regularly he was studying. Then you have to apply to the other. Not elder by 1 month. So, masena purvaha, masa purvaha, trutiya bhakti it is. Then vakkalaha, vakkalaha means vachakalaha. You have to discover the trutiya there correctly. They are fighting with what? With speech, with words. And then another fight is vidyanipunaha nitantam. I am superior to you in knowledge. In English we say in knowledge. And in Sanskrit we say by knowledge. I am superior, more skillful, nipunaha. By what? By knowledge. This is how they were fighting. So, the context, etc. is not important. You get the words from there. How to say? Masena avaraha masa avaraha.
Masena avaraha masa avaraha.
Masena by a month.
Masena by a month.
Avaraha younger.
Avaraha younger.
Masa avaraha.
Masa avaraha.
Masena purvaha masa purvaha.
Masena purvaha masa purvaha.
Elder by a month.
Masapurvaha,
Vidyaya Nipunaha, Vidya Nipunaha,
Vidyaya Nipunaha, Vidya Nipunaha.
Skilled by knowledge.
Skilled by knowledge.
Yeah, by knowledge is skilled. Sometimes the skill may be something else, not by knowledge, by something else. So, this is by knowledge he is Nipunaha. Therefore, Trutiya.
Hetau
Trutiya, yeah. Vachakalaha, vakkalaha. So, yeah, vachakalaha, vakkalaha.
Vachakalaha, vakkalaha.
It is vach shabda only. The vach becomes vak. In the sandhi, it becomes like that. So, vakkalaha. Here, kalaha means you fight. Fight with what? Only with the speech. Therefore, to the other. Okay? Chaturthi. Now comes Chaturthi.
Nitantam?
Nitantam is very much. It's an avyaya. Chaturthi also is an important tatpurusha samasa. So, you should know under which conditions Chaturthi comes. That also you should know. Then only the tatpurusha samasa will be understood better. But as you study, you will know. And as and when you study Karaka Prakaranam, you will know all that. Gruhi Bhuta Balindatte.
Gruhi Bhuta Balindatte.
Kosukhantu Krushi Valaha.
Kosukhantu Krushi Valaha.
Datte Yashta Yopadaru.
Datte Yashta Yopadaru.
Kundala Ashta Padam Budhaha.
Kundala Ashta Padam Budhaha.
Gruhi
Bhuta
Balindatte.
Bhuta Balindatte.
Go Sukham.
ఫ్యామిలీ పర్సన్ భూతబలిం దత్తే ఫ్యామిలీ పర్సన్ గృహి గృహస్థ దత్తే ఈజ్ గివింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ హీ గివింగ్ భూత బలిం బలిం ఇస్ ఫుడ్ భూత ఇస్ యానిమల్స్ యానిమల్స్ అండ్ బర్డ్స్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ భూత సో ఫుడ్ ఫర్ యానిమల్స్ చతుర్థి రైట్ చతుర్థి ఫుడ్ ఫర్ యానిమల్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వేర్ ఎవర్ ఇన్ సంస్క్రిట్ ది వర్డ్ దా కమ్స్ గివింగ్ యూ షుడ్ గెట్ చతుర్థి దాత్రార్థానాం నా దాత్రార్థం దా సంప్రదాన సంజ్ఞా వెల్కమ్ సో దా వెర్ ఎవర్ దా ఇస్ దేర్ సంప్రదాన వెల్కమ్ యా ప్రీ ప్రీయతే ప్రీతి లవ్ లవ్ ప్రీ రుచ్యర్థానాం లైక్ దట్ దర్ ఇస్ అ సూత్ర దట్ ఈస్ అపాదాన ప్రీ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ సూత్ర సో రుచి వేర్ ఎవర్ రుచి ఆర్ రుచి మీన్స్ టేస్ట్ యూనో ప్రీతి ప్రీతి ఈజ్ లవ్ దాన చారిటీ వెన్ ఎవర్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ దీస్ ధాతుస్ దీస్ వెర్బ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ద కరస్పాండింగ్ వర్డ్ గెట్స్ చతుర్థి విభక్తి దట్ ఈస్ ది రూల్ సో యూ కెనాట్ సే ఫుడ్ టు ది యానిమల్స్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ సే ఐ మీన్ సంస్క్రిట్ ఫుడ్ ఫర్ ది యానిమల్స్ చతుర్థి ఓకే రుచ్యర్థానాం ప్రీయమాణ
శ్లాఘం వినాస్తపాం నీచ్యం నీచ్యమాణ యారే ఉత్తమాన
సో వెరీ నైస్ సో ప్రీయతే పుత్రాయ ప్రీయతే యు హావ్ టు సే ఫర్ దిస్ సన్ పుత్రం ప్రతి ఎట్సెట్రా యు షుడ్ నాట్ సే చతుర్థి యు షుడ్ సే ప్రీతి వెరెవర్ రుచి దానం దట్స్ వై స్వాహ ఇస్ అ దానం ఓన్లీ ఎవర్ స్వాహ కమ్స్ చతుర్థి ఓన్లీ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఫర్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ సూత్ర స్వస్తి స్వాహ స్వధాలం వషడ్యోగాచ దెర్ ఇస్ అనదర్ సూత్ర స్వాహ ఇస్ దేర్ దేర్ సంప్రదాన సంజ్ఞా విల్కమ్ సో ఎనీవే సో దత్తే ఇస్ దేర్ సో చతుర్థి భూత బలిం సో భూతాయ భూతాభ్యాం భూతేభ్య సో బహువచనం యూ కెన్ సే బికాస్ ఫర్ మెనీ యానిమల్స్ యూ నో యానిమల్స్ సో భూతేభ్యో బలి లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ విల్ కమ్ దెన్ కృషి వలహ మీన్స్ అగ్రికల్చరిస్ట్ దత్తే హీఈస్ గివింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో గివింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ హీ గివింగ్ గో సుఖం సుఖ టు ది కౌ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ సే ఫర్ ది కౌ అంటూ ది కౌ సుఖ అంటూ ది కౌ ఈవెన్ వెన్ ఎవర్ సుఖ ఆల్సో దట్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అన్ ది సేమ్ క్యాటగిరీ సుఖం మీన్స్ అన్ టు ది కౌ సో గో సుఖం చతుర్థి యు హావ్ టు టెల్ గవే సుఖం చతుర్థి బహువచనం ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ టెల్ గోభ్యః సుఖం ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ టెల్ ఏకవచనం బోత్ ఆర్ ది సేమ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ యూ హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వన్స్ సమాస ఇస్ డన్ యూ డు నాట్ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏకవచనం ఆర్ ద్వివచనం ఆర్ బహువచనం ఆల్ విల్ బి ఫ్యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ సమాస ఇస్ లైక్ దాట్ సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఓన్లీ యూ హావ్ టు టెల్ ఓకే సో కృషి వలహ హీ గివ్స్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆర్ కంఫర్ట్ టు అంటూ ది కౌ అంటూ ది కౌ సపోజ్ హీ హాజ్ మెనీ కౌస్ ఓకే యు సే అంటూ ది కౌస్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ యు సే అంటూ ది కౌ ఇట్ కెన్ మీన్ మెనీ కౌస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ జాతౌ ఏకవచనం ఎక్కువ జాతి ఈజ్ కన్సర్న్డ్ ఏకవచనం సో లైక్ దాట్ ఇన్ హైదరాబాద్ ది ఆటోవాలా ఈజ్ వెరీ యారగెంట్ మీన్ వన్ పర్టికులర్ ఆటోవాలా ఈజ్ యారగెంట్ ఎవరి ఆటోవాలా ఈజ్ యారగెంట్ అది జాతి జాతవ ఏకవచనం ఓకే దెన్ యూప దారు దారు ఈజ్ ఏ దిస్ వుడ్ యూప ఈజ్ ఏ పోస్ట్ so he gave this man is giving yashta yashta yupadaru datte this yupa is a post that is used in the yajna not any post Any post they don't call Yupa. They call it Sthanu. Suppose you are going from post is there. That is called Sthanu. In Yajna you will find a post there. They fix a post. That's why in a temple, Yajna is a, temple is a kind of replacement for the Yajna in the religious evolution. And in the temple you have that wooden Dvajastambham is there, you know. That is a kind of Yupa substitute. So that's why Dvajastambham should always be wood, not some cement post. But there are some temples where cement posts are also there. So don't get the felt that something happened. All varieties are possible. Generally, wood will be there. Generally.
Yupa is seen as Dvajastambham or something?
No, no. Dvajastambham is substitute for Yupa. Daru means wood. Daru, Daruni, Daruni. Ukara Dhanaposkarinda. So, Yupaya Daru. The wood for Yupa. Chaturthi will come. Then, Kundala Ashtapada. Ashtapada is gold. Kundala is kundalas. Kundala is what? Not earrings. Not earrings. Earrings are not kundala. That thing which fits completely, that is called kundala. No. Even earrings could be called kundala. Maybe even earrings. Doesn't matter. So, earrings, gold for earrings. For earrings, gold. Buddhaha, you see, Buddhaha, Panditaha. You see, in the earlier times, all Panditas used to have earrings. Even now, some of the Orthodox Vedic Pandits, they will have earrings. Did you see? Yeah.
Ravi has.
Ravi has?
Yeah.
Okay. That is Buddhaha. Ravi is Buddhaha. Really? Because why, otherwise why he will wear earrings? Buddhaha. He knows, you know, he studied Shastra and all that. Whatever he studied Buddhaha. So earrings. Do you see any marks in my ears? Don't see? Already gone. I used to have earrings.
Some people have a little.
Top Buddhahana. That is the tribal people will have it. Tribal people will have only in America, they will have. But Buddha is here only. They will have all kinds of rules and regulations. You don't see any marks? Already gone. But when you touch it, you must be able to see. Something must be there. Anyway, I used to have some small earrings for some time, then removed it. So that is Kundalaya Ashtapadam Datte. Why he gives? He is giving to the goldsmith. Buddhaha Kundala Ashtapadam. So, to goldsmith he is giving. Ashtapada is gold. Ashtapada is gold. Why it is gold, don't ask me. It is gold. So he is giving gold to the goldsmith for making kundala. Sir, goldsmith, you take this and make me kundalas and give. Because for a pandita, kundalas are very important. Without kundala, it is not considered very auspicious. They should have kundala. Panditas are like that. Okay.
Yashta?
Yashta is one who performs yajna. Yajatiti yashta. Now samasas. Bhutebhyo balihi bhuta balihi.
Bhutebhyo balihi bhuta balihi.
But their balim is there, you know. So you have to convert it. Tam bhuta balim.
Tam bhuta balim.
Dvitiya vibhakti you have to use. Whatever vibhakti is there, that you have to use. Okay? That he did not say, but I am saying. Bhutebhyaha. Unto animals and birds.
Unto animals and birds.
Balihi food.
Balihi food.
Bhuta balihi.
Bhuta balihi.
Tam bhuta balim.
Tam bhuta balim.
Gave sukham go sukham.
Gave sukham go sukham.
Comfort unto the cow.
Comfort unto the cow.
Yupaya daru, yupadaru.
Yupaya daru, yupadaru.
No, no, Visarga. Yupadaru. Daru, daruni, daruni. Okay. So the wood for Yupa. The wood for Yupa. Okay? Kundalaya Ashtapadam, Kundala Ashtapadam.
Kundalaya Ashtapadam, Kundala Ashtapadam.
The gold for Kundala.
For Kundala.
It need not be one Kundala. Kundalabhyam, you can say. Kundalabhyam Ashtapadam, Kundala Ashtapadam. You can say like that. Vibhakti doesn't matter. Okay, that is Chaturthi Vibhakti. You can think of some examples for Chaturthi Vibhakti. Putraya Pritihi, Putra Pritihi. You have to say Putraya. Okay? So Ruchi also you can have example. So Shakaya Ruchihi, Shaka Ruchihi. Shaka is a Kura. What is that? Kari. 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 Kari and Kura in Telugu and English, Kari, they coincide. So like that you can make examples of your own. Or even you can select a few examples from the literature, if you come across that concept. Getting examples, that also is an art. The moment you see Chaturthi Tatpurusha, suppose from Gita you quote, oh, here is Chaturthi Tatpurusha. That is a good effort, really. You have to remember correctly and then quote like that. So, some of them will be able to quote, but you have to put an effort into it. In the direction you have to look at it. Okay. Then Panchami Tatpurusha we are coming to. Fifth case. Purvam Chorabhayam Prapya.
Purvam Chorabhayam Prapya.
Vyaghrabhitastatav Param. Sukhapeto janasamyake.
Sukhapeto janasamyake.
Aranye nivaset katham.
Aranye nivaset katham.
Something he says. So all this Kalpakshna, etc. Don't worry. Parachet. Purvam.
Purvam.
Chorabhayam.
Chorabhya.
Vyaghravitaha.
Vyaghravitaha.
Tataha.
Param.
Sukhapetaha.
Sukhapetaha.
Janaha.
Janaha.
Samyak.
Samyak.
Aranye.
Aranye.
Nivaseta.
Nivaseta.
Katham.
Katham.
So Janaha means a human being. Aranye katham nivaset. How can he live in the forest? Why, what is the problem? Purvam Chorabhayam Prapya. First he got into the fear from thieves. So whenever you have fear in Sanskrit, must continue. Bhi tra rakshana. Bhi tra arthanam bhayate tuhu. That is the sutra. So whenever you see bhi and tra rakshana, atapatram, atapat, rayate, panchami, always panchami. Panchami bhakti should come. Okay. Tataparam. First he got the fear from thieves. Then he got fear from tiger. Yagravitaha. Then sukhapetaha. Apetaha means separated. Separated from what? Sukha. Sukha apetaha. Separated from sukha. You should not say deprived of sukha and convert it into shashti vibhakti. You have to maintain the vibhakti sanctity should be maintained. So separated from sukha. So how can you live like that? Separated from sukha, how can he live? So that is the vakya. Okay? Chorat bhayam, chora bhayam.
Chorat bhayam, chora bhayam.
Chorat from the thief.
From the thief.
Bhayam fear.
Bhayam fear.
Chora bhayam. Vyaghrat bhitaha. Vyaghra bhitaha.
Vyaghrat bhitaha. Vyaghra bhitaha.
Vyaghrat from the tiger.
From the tiger.
Bhitaha.
Bhitaha.
The one who is afraid.
The one who is afraid.
In English, off will come. Afraid of, but don't have of. It's only from one.
You also think, huh? Due to the tiger, because of the tiger.
That is Panchami Vibhakti. Okay.
Vyagra Bhitihi, what would happen?
Vyagrat Bhitihi.
Vyagrat.
Same Panchami. Yeah. sukhat apetaha sukhapetaha
sukhat apetaha sukhapetaha
sukhat from comfort apetaha the one who is separated
apetaha the one who is separated
sukhapetaha
sukhapetaha
purvan chora bhayam prapya
purvan chora bhayam prapya
vyagravetastatah param सुखापेतो जनसम्यक्
सुखापेतो जनसम्यक्
अरण्ये निवसेत् कथम्
अरण्ये निवसेत् कथम्
अधिकं राजपुरुषः
अधिकं राजपुरुषः
सेव्यः सर्वमहान् यतः
सेव्यः सर्वमहान् यतः
वृक्षमूलमुपाश्रित्य
वृक्षमूलमुपाश्रित्य
जपतो देवपूजकात्
जपतो देवपूजकात्
अधिकं राजपुरुषः
राजपुरुषः
सर्वमहान्
यतः
वृक्षमूलम्
उपाश्रित्य
जपतः
देवपूजकः
इति राजपुरुषः अधिकं सेव्यः यु हेव् टु वर्शिप् द किङ्ग्स् एम्प्लायी राजपुरुष मोर् अधिकम् More than what? Deva Pujakat. Rukshamolam upashritya japataha Deva Pujakat. So here is a person who sat under the tree near the roots, the trunk of the tree and doing japa and worshipping God in the mind. Deva Pujakat. Some devata he is worshipping or even God he is worshipping. You need not do any service to him. He will not bother you. But a king's minister came, you have to do service to him. Because yataha sarva mahan. Because among all people, he is the very powerful. You see, if you go to a temple, the Purohits in India, the temples are run by government. Tirupati temple, etc. If I go there, they won't even allow me to come anywhere near. Suppose the temple should be the place for the sadhus to be given importance. But they won't give importance to the sadhus, push them aside. And the government minister goes, so much importance they give. They give Purna Kumbha, etc. for the minister. Purna Kumbha is supposed to be given to a sannyasi, not for grahastha. Because it's not that sannyasi is great and all that. Purna Kumbha, etc., some of the Amangalam will go away with it. And the sannyasi can take all of that. He doesn't get disturbed by it. He can digest all that. Therefore, they give Purna Kumbha. These fellows, they give it to the minister. They should not do that.
Maybe they deserve it.
Maybe it goes into already Narasimha.
Yeah, but vidhi, it is against vidhi. So better they don't do that. But they do that. To the minister they do. And for the Mahatma, they don't do anything. But if the Mahatma takes minister's letter, they will do it again. So all ministers. So this attitude is there all the time. Adhikam Rajapurushaha Sevyaha. This is Deva Pujaka. You need not make him happy and all that. What is there for him to give to you? Nothing. He doesn't have power. Whereas Rajapurusha has power. Something, okay? Rajapurushaha is Shashti. The person of the king. Rajnyav Purushaha, Rajapurushaha.
Rajnyav Purushaha, Rajapurushaha.
Purushaha employee.
Purushaha employee.
Rajnyaha of the king.
Rajnyaha of the king.
So Shashtita Purusha. Then you say, Vrukshasya Moolam, Vruksha Moolam.
Vrukshasya Moolam, Vruksha Moolam.
Vrukshasya of the tree.
Vrukshasya of the tree.
Moolam base.
Moolam base.
Very simple. Base of the tree. Shashtita Purusha. देवानां पूजकः देवपूजकः
देवानां पूजकः देवपूजकः
वेरी बहुवचनं बिकॉज़ इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ वैदिक यज्ञ एंड ऑल दैट देवता आर मेनी यू नो इंद्रम आवाहयामि स्थापयामि पूजयामि वरुणम आवाहयामि स्थापयामि पूजयामि अग्निम आवाहयामि स्थापयामि पूजयामि लाइक दैट देवता आफ्टर देवता दे डू दैट्स व्हाई ही इज कॉल्ड देवपूजकः ओके దేవానాం పూజకః దేవ పూజకః
దేవానాం పూజకః దేవ పూజకః
తస్మాత్ దేవ పూజకాత్
తస్మాత్ దేవ పూజకాత్
దట్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇంటు పంచమి లైక్ దట్ ఓకే దెన్ షష్ఠీ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ నిర్ధారణ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నిర్ధారణే షష్ఠి సో అమాంగ్ వన్ అమాంగ్ మెనీ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నిర్ధారణ వన్ అమాంగ్ మెనీ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ నిర్ధారణ అండ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఈస్ నిర్ధారణ షష్ఠీ బహువచనం విల్ కమ్ వన్ అమాంగ్ మెనీ వన్ అమాంగ్ టూ షష్ఠీ ద్వివచనం విల్ కమ్ వన్ అమాంగ్ మెనీ షష్ఠీ బహువచనం విల్ కమ్ ఓకే సర్వ మహాన్ గ్రేట్ అమాంగ్ ఆల్ సో సర్వేషాం మహాన్ సర్వ మహాన్
సర్వేషాం మహాన్ సర్వ మహాన్
సర్వేషాం
సర్వేషాం
అమాంగ్ ఆల్
అమాంగ్ ఆల్
మహాన్ గ్రేట్
మహాన్ గ్రేట్
సర్వ మహాన్
సర్వ మహాన్
నిర్ధారణే వర్తమాన వర్తమానం షష్ట్యంతం సుబంతం సమర్థేన సుబంతేన సహ న సమస్యతే ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివెన్ ఇస్ మనుష్యాణాం క్షత్రియ శూరతమః నో సమాస
మనుష్యాణాం క్షత్రియ నో సమాస
మనుష్యాణాం క్షత్రియ శూరతమః
ఇట్స్ ఓకే
సిన్స్ నిర్ధారణ ఇస్ దే
నిర్ధారణ మనుష్యాణాం క్షత్రియ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సమాస but sarvesham mahan can be there why what is this vritti
the vritti is na nirdharane nirdharane vartamanam shashtyantam subantam samarthena subantena saha na samasyate
yeah very interesting
why so, but since you said nirdhana shashti I'm asking if we can take any other shashti I don't know
sarvesham mahan okay don't make it nirdharana okay don't make it nirdharana మహాన్ ది గ్రేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ నౌ ఇట్ విల్ వర్క్అవుట్ ఓకే సో ద గ్రేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇసి మనుష్యాణం క్షత్రియ దేర్ యు కెనాట్ డూ సమాస సమాస వోంట్ కమ్ బికాజ్ మనుష్య క్షత్రియ యు హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ విల్ గివ్ ఎన్ ఎంటైర్లీ మిస్లీడింగ్ మీనింగ్ సో దేర్ సమాస ఈజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ బికాజ్ మనుష్య ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మనుష్య క్షత్రియ డజన్ సౌండ్ నైస్ దేర్ సమర్థ ఈజ్ నాట్ సమర్థ సమాస విల్ లుక్ ఇట్ ఓకే సర్వేషాం మహాన్ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఓకే సర్వ మహాన్ యా దట్ ఈజ్ నైస్ హీ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ ఎ వెరీ గుడ్ పాయింట్ దెన్ సప్తమీ తత్పురుష షల్ వి డూ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది డే టుమారో హరి ఓం సప్తమి ఇస్ దేర్ నై ఇస్ ఆల్సో దేర్ అది స్ట్రెచింగ్ ఫినిష్ అవుతా